Blog Talk Radio
presents applause. Hello, 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 everybody. How are you today? I'm Joanne Barton, and welcome to Applause Radio Show. It's been a long time. My goodness, I think it's well over a month. I think our last show was May 5th, and we had Mr. Robert Shields on from Shields and Yarnell. So if you've missed the show, thank you, and I'm so sorry we've been away so long. But tonight we've got a great show for you. We've got legendary bassist Chuck Wright with us, and he is from Quiet Riot, and he is every band's man if you need a bass player. So without further ado, let's welcome Mr. Chuck Wright to the show. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Hey, Joanne, I'm good. Having a great day.
How wonderful. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there, honey. Listen, I apologize for canceling on you last month. Believe me, I canceled a whole month. And maybe I'll get into it someday on the air. I don't know. Just had a couple things going on. But I have to apologize for the background noise here. I don't know what's up. I have not touched this computer in over a month, and the fan is going nuts. I don't understand why. You're a techie guy. Tell me what I got to do.
restart. I'm not really a techie guy. I mean, I know my way around a recording studio and how to work with musicians and how to organize events and how to play bass a little bit.
a little bit.
No,
well,
bear
with me, and I hope everybody can hear okay. If you can hear the fan, I have a fan. We have a fan. Chuck, I'm very excited about your new album. Oh, my God, it sounds great. I love the different styles on it, too. You've got a little jazz going on in there and some blues. And I'm very partial to bass and drums. So I'm digging it, really digging it. So now tell me, I got to ask, I don't want to get too much into Quiet Riot because, you know, we're talking about your new album. Kevin DeBrow. His brother, now I used to be a big Housewives fan, so, you know, his brother Terry is on, is it Beverly Hills?
Yeah, he has cosmetic, he's a cosmetic surgeon and had a TV show, and for me it's hard to look at him because he reminds me of Kevin so much, you know.
Yeah, he does look like him. He does look like him.
The similarities, they're very different people, but there are similarities, you know.
Yeah, but it was so funny because, you know, I said, when I was watching, I said, God, he looks so familiar to me. And, you know, on the show, they never said, well, they said the wife's name, Heather DeBrow, and it just didn't click. It just didn't click, but I said, he does look familiar to me. And I'm like, oh, God, Terry DeBrow. And now, you know, Kevin wasn't the greatest looking guy. So I'm like, why didn't Terry ever help his brother out? <You know?
laughs> Well, that's the thing. Kevin went to him a couple of times, and he actually asked him. He goes, "Hey, could you help some of my guys out here?" He said, "No way, no family."
Oh,
play.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Oh my God! Yeah, I just had to get that out. It was something that I always thought about when I watched the show. I mean,
the
not
last
that.
Time I saw him, unfortunately, was last time I saw Terry. Unfortunately, was being a pallbearer at Kevin's funeral. So, I haven't since. I have seen his wife, though.
I haven't watched the show in ages. Yeah, I haven't watched any. Ever since I started doing this show, I haven't seen much TV. So, but I'm glad because I got out of that, you know, being stuck and having to be, you know, there to watch a show every, you know, whatever. So, but yeah, but nice guy. He seems like a nice guy. So now I also didn't know, which I can't believe I didn't know this, that Randy Rhoads was the birther of Quiet Riot, one of the guys who started Quiet Riot. I had no idea. Well, that's crazy.
He started a band with Kevin, and they called it Quiet Riot. And the really well-known Quiet Riot, the mental health one, really has nothing to do with that. Yeah,
right.
That really has nothing to do with that first version. Randy left to go play with Ozzy.
Right.
And then eventually, and Kevin put a thing together called Dubrow, and which I was a part of after Rudy left also to play with Ozzy. And we played, we did the clubs, and we actually got the record deal and did the demos and actually cut what became the big Mental Health record.
Right.
As a band, and Randy ran, you know, the record company didn't want to call it Dubrow. So they came to Kevin and the band with two names. They wanted to call it either Wild Oscar or Standing Hampton, and which both mean the same English term in English slang. But anyway, Kevin said, no way, I'll just call it Quiet Riot again. So that's how the name stuck again. It was there was never intended to be Quiet Riot again, the same name, but it just, there was the best choice out of what was offered up. So that's the difference between that.
Right, right. No, but I just had no idea that Randy Rhoads was, the founder of Quiet Riot. Of course, he wasn't in Mental Health. That's when you guys were rocking it and kicking it.
He had a band called Quiet Riot with Kevin, indeed, that had two albums that were only released in Japan. And musically, it's way different, too. It's much more poppy sounding. Randy got really a lot heavier when he started playing with Ozzy. And
of course.
The first Mental Health record is much heavier, but who would have thought that your first album that you're ever a part of would go on to be number one album, sell 10 million copies, and also it changed the fabric of the music scene at the time, because new wave bands like The Knack, The Motels, skinny tied short haired guys were what was happening in music at that time. And then Come On Feel the Noise came out and was a huge hit, so all the labels wanted to sign Sunset Hair bands, you know.
Right, right. It just has a great hook. I mean, between the drums and everything. Well, I mean, the chorus, it just had everything about it was just fantastic.
Yeah. It was time for a change, and that was the right song, just like when Nirvana came out, it totally wiped us off the map. All of us 80s rockers got
everybody
swept under the roof. When they came out, too, and changed the fabric of the music scene once again with the whole grunge Seattle scene, you know.
Yeah.
Over. Well, it's the same kind of thing.
I wish somebody would change the fabric now, bring us back to rock, you know.
I can't even tell you what the fabric is.
Exactly.
So I know
exactly.
I hate the music that I hear, this popular pop music, when I'm walking into a mall or a grocery store or whatever. It just sounds like the same guy wrote every song, you know, to me.
Right.
People don't have individual characters. I grew up in the 70s, late 60s, was when I started really music. And there was such variety and different styles going on in the music back then. And even in the concerts, they didn't, like, put all the same genre on a concert. It would be all over the place.
Right,
like a heavy Mitchell or something. That's just, nowadays, everything's homogenized, you know.
Right, and it's funny because, you know, like you said, the era you grew up in, and the music that, you know, we still listen to that music today in our personal time and our leisure. But I can't see these kids listening to this crap today, 40 years from now, listening to music the way we still enjoy the music from yesteryear. You know what I mean?
I think an artist like Adele, maybe a couple of her songs might exist beyond, but I'm talking most of this pop, computer-generated music, I don't think
Flash
it's going to be
the
around.
I'm happy
I grew up when I did, in the world that I grew up in musically, but late 70s when I was learning, you know.
Yep, me too. It was the best time for music. 50s, 60s, 70s. It was just great stuff. Great stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to ask you again about Quiet Riot. I don't want to harp on it too much because we want to talk about your new stuff. Is it true? I had heard, oh, God, I don't know if it was in the 80s. I don't know when, you know. Is it true that the version we hear was done in one take and it was done live?
The version of what?
Of Come On, Feel the Noise. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't. No, it was overdubbed. And the band, I guess the band cut the basic track at one time. The vocals were overdubbed and things were changed around and keyboards were added to that. The keyboards are actually pretty prominent in that song in the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And those were my friend Pat Regan, who was in my band at the time, who also went on to produce Kiss, Deep Purple, and Mr. Big, and among other things.
Mm.
He went on to do in his career.
Yeah, I had heard that.
That was then, and since then, I've since that first album, I've done over 100 albums, and I've worked with iconic artists like Greg Allman. I worked with him, Ted Nugent. I did one of his records. I had my own band that was signed by Gene Simmons. I had a custom label. It was called House of Lords.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hit single with it called Jafria, and which was my first tour. We went out opening for Deep Purple and then Foreigner. We sold out arena tours. So that was, you know, I got broken in touring by starting out with sold out arena. So I'm pretty lucky in that regard. I've been involved in film scores. I've done all kinds of different styles of music, and that's reflected on my album. And when I did this music that became this album, I had no intention of doing a solo album. I was just recording music that I liked. That's why there's so many different styles. Like you mentioned, there's hard rock, there's funk, there's prog, there's jazz fusion, there's
right.
even folk gospel, even a Celtic song that could be, if they made a new Braveheart, it would be perfect for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, you are definitely every man's man when they need a bassist. I mean, like you said, Alice Cooper, John Waite, Carmine. Carmine's been on the show. Carmine Appice.
Peach. Carmine,
I never say his name right. It's either a Peach or a Peach. He said whatever I want to call him.
Well, no. The way they do it is Carmine Appice and Vinny Appice. That's
right.
They his brother and him chose to pronounce the name separately so that they would have different. You know, they wouldn't be confused.
Individual,
They would be individual.
Yeah.
So they change the way you pronounce their name. You know,
right.
And obviously they're both mine. And I actually did one of my favorite records with Carmine as an album I did with Pat Travers and Carmine called Bazooka. And we covered a Cream song, which I always wanted to cover Cream because Jack Bruce was my first influence as a bass player.
Hmm.
So I finally got to record a Cream song with them called, you know, their song Politician.
cool.
Yeah, Carmine,
well,
great.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying Carmine's great. He's
he's been on the show a couple
stories.
Times. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. One last thing on Quiet Riot, and we're going to move onto the new album.
You promise? You promise?
Yeah, I promise. We have to play this because, you know, we can't talk Quiet Riot and not play this. So let's enjoy this, and then we're going to get back to Sheltering Sky and Chuck Wright. Hang on, folks. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had to play it. That's such a great anthem song, man. You know, I just had to.
Well,
I haven't heard
it. The song lives on via sporting events.
Oh yeah, everywhere.
You hear it everywhere. It's one of those songs, like when they go to commercial, I'll be at a sporting event, the Dodger game, for instance, here, and the whole crowd's singing along to that song. It's just one of those songs, like I said, it changed the fabric of the music scene.
Absolutely.
I can actually pick out my voice singing on that one.
I know, and I do love the bass line in there, too. I mean, it's great. And Kevin's voice is just phenomenal. And the one part of the song in the video I always enjoyed was when he Rocket for Nine, when he does the little hip move. That was so cool. I love when he did that.
Well, he got his moves from Rod Stewart.
So. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, that was a big influence on him, Rod Stewart and Steve Marriott.
Really?
Anyway, those, that's a band
cool.
that I was a part of my life for 26 years, off and on, since 1981.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in and out 4 or 5 times and recently left some months ago before the end of the year, working on my, concentrating on my solo thing. And I've got a bunch of other projects and, a lot of things going on, and I run an event here in Hollywood that I started in 2015 at the legendary Whiskey A Go-Go called Ultimate Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I coordinate between 45 and we've had as many as 100 professional musicians. It was weekly, and it's like herding cats, and it takes up a lot of time, and it's a different theme each week. Actually, a few weeks ago, we did an event to raise funds for the World Central Kitchen that was helping out the refugees from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So,
oh, very nice.
We actually had a family that was just relocated to Los Angeles come down, and they came on stage, and the father spoke, and their little 7-year-old daughter sang "We Are the World, We Are the Children," which was very touching. We try to do benefits once in a while with that show. But it's been a very successful thing ongoing here, but it takes up a lot of my time. And
because of
the pandemic, leading back to my album here, when the pandemic came down, I just took a really bad situation and just started writing music again and composing with my band's House of Lords, and even on QR3, the Quiet Riot album, I'm the writer on every song. I just decided to sit down and just start writing music that I like,
cool.
And I had the opportunity. The first song, the first thing that I wrote, it's called Weight of Silence, which was written from the feeling I was getting looking around at the when the pandemic hit us, and it was a difficult time, but I just moved on and did something positive with it. And I saw the empty, like New York City, nobody there, Rome, nobody. So I did this song called Weight of Silence all by myself. I edited it together with some drone footage of the empty cities, and I had one character that was the last man on earth in a hazmat suit. And I put that out myself on YouTube, and Troy Lucetta from a band called Tesla reached out, and he said, "Hey, I love your song. It would sound great with drums on it." And I never really considered that, but I said, sure. He has a studio. Do it. And at the same time, a local guitar hero here named Alan Hines, who's a jazz fusion player, threw some guitar on it, and it built from there. And I put out a different version of the song with them edited in. And it actually, 3 days before my album came out, won Best Instrumental and Best Video at the Rock Music Alliance Awards, and was presented by Tony Kaye of Yes. And I had no idea I was even nominated. Kind of surprised me with that. But I just was writing music that, I wanted to hear, like I said. And I ended up with like 5 songs, and I did a video for a Bjork cover that I did. She had a hit in 1995 with a song called Army of Me, and I got together with this 3D animator friend of mine, and the army is actually an army of Ruth Ginsburg, because she had just passed at that time, and I just felt that the world still needed to hold on to her human rights beliefs, and so I have an army marching on Washington of Ruth Ginsburg's, and the lead singer named Whitney Tide that's on it kind of floats out of the sky, and she joins them. It's a pretty interesting video. It's one of the heavier songs on my album. I only have a couple songs that I would call heavy. Heavier rock, but there's 2 heavy funk tunes. I just put
I know. I listened to it. I picked three songs off of it. I'm trying to mute myself so we don't get all this fan in here. So I am. If you don't hear me, it's a good thing because I want to hear you. So now, like you said, you took the time during the pandemic to write, but all these years you've been playing, why is this only your first solo album? I don't get it, Chuck. What took so long?
Well, like, I know you would think that I would have sat down. I just never really had the time. I mean, with Quiet Riot, I was on the road pretty much every weekend since 2011. I know probably could have done it before that, but I was involved in other projects where I was a songwriter. Chaos is the Poetry was one of them. Odd Man Out. There's different albums out there that I was writing, but I finally just, because I was on my own, I just worked from my place and recorded here and sent tracks to different guys and said, hey, what do you think? I mean, I have 41 guests on the album, and they're all, you know, most of them are from bands you might know, like Skid Row, Asia, and Dream Theater bands that all loved what they heard and wanted to be a part of it. And that's how that all happened. But yeah, I know it's been a long time, 40-year career, and I finally, you know, I look at it this way. I go, I want this to be my legacy because it's about what I am as a musician and the musicality of it, not something I recorded in 1983 that was my first ever recording on an album. That's what my hope is. I hope enough people actually get to experience the record. It's real cinematic. It's diverse. It's not cookie cutter. It's far from anything like that. I know a lot of people are expecting just it's a rock record from the bass player from Quiet Riot. No, it's not that at all.
But
that's why I'm really trying to get the word out, and I thank you and people like you that are willing to come on and talk about it.
Oh God, I love it. You kidding me? I love the music, and it's a pleasure to meet you and with all the people that you know in this industry. It's how could it be bad? I mean, my goodness, like you said, you've got all these guest players on it. It's not bad at all. At all. Did you recently play with Alice Cooper by any chance on tour with him?
I just saw
his show.
No, I played with him. I did a tour with him in 2002 and 2003. So it was quite a while ago that I worked with him, which was a highlight of my life, really. I loved being in that band. And we did 75 cities in 17 countries, started in Moscow and ended in Lisbon. And we played the States and Canada, too. It was an awesome, awesome time.
Yeah, I actually have never seen, pardon me, I've never seen Alice Cooper before. And
really?
Not for any particular reason. I mean, I like him. I'm just not crazy about him. And I've just never seen a show. And I recently covered it for the paper. And I'm telling you, I was mesmerized. What a show.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it.
It's a Broadway show.
And he sounds fantastic. His vocals are still killer. And he had this female guitarist. She was phenomenal. I mean, just a great show. Fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. I know everybody in that band. And it's a different band than when I was in it, except for one guy, Roxy, who came in at the end. But when I was in it, Eric Singer from Kiss was the drummer. And him and Eric and I were playing with Ronnie Montrose and Montrose. You might be familiar with Montrose. That was Sammy Hagar's first band.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still one of my favorite albums, that first Montrose record. We were playing together in that, and then he was going to do the Alice Cooper tour, and he said, hey, do you want to do this Alice Cooper tour? So I jumped on board on that one, which was great. Yeah, it was a very good experience, like you said. It's an amazing production, great show.
Yeah, I was really taken aback. I was in awe. I really was. I was just like mesmerized by it. I just couldn't believe it. And like I said, I couldn't believe how great he sounded. And I mean, he's up there in age now. So I was, you know, I'm glad I got to see it. I was so thrilled I got to see it. But now, Sheltering Sky. Let's get back to you. Sorry about that. I hate to go off track because we're here to talk about
okay.
you.
Yeah.
So now, where did the title, why Sheltering Sky? Any particular reason?
Well, it's actually, the project, it's actually, the title of the album isn't Sheltering Sky, the whole thing. It's like Chuck Wright, Sheltering Sky is the name of the whole thing. And that's because I do have so many friends involved on it. It's not like just all about me. And the Sheltering Sky name came, I think it fits musically when you listen to it and the album cover and all that. But really, the name came from the fact that I kind of feel like I'm an umbrella for so many musicians. I'm the guy that puts everybody together, you know, was on a weekly basis. But basically overlooking, you know, like the music community here as much as I can. So I kind of, I've always felt like a sheltering sky in that regard, and that's why the name.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I know you've got two singles out right now that are on YouTube, Army of Me, which we're going to play, and you spoke about earlier. That's the remake, not a remake, but a cover of Bjork, but you put a twist on it. Reimagination. Love that. Love that. Reimagination. And Throwing Stones also is out on YouTube. You can check the video out. So we're definitely going to play those. So I want to play right now. I would love to play Rite of Silence, if that's okay. You want to do that one?
Sure. That's the there's two versions of it. You should play the one that starts the album, which is the one that won the best instrumental. And I was, you know, to my surprise, I was up against Joe Satriani and John Five were listed among the up against. So I was like, really? What? I mean, I hold those guys in high regard, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I was quite
very cool. Well, I think I picked the reprise. I hope I picked the right one.
Oh, we'll see.
I liked both of them. So I enjoyed both versions. So that's why. Let's see. But it is The Weight of Silence. I said right. I can't see. I'm blind. So it is The Weight of Silence.
It's the heaviness of, you know, when looking around during the pandemic and just the heaviness of everything being silent. You know, you had bustling cities and then there was nothing.
Were you in New York during the pandemic?
No, I was in L.A., which had the same feeling, but I was looking at drone footage for my video, and there was all this footage of these major places with nobody anywhere. You know, you might see one random guy on a bicycle go by, but that's about it.
Right.
It's
still not back. I mean, it's
still not gone. No.
It's not the way it was. Yeah, it's not the way it was. I think people are afraid to go to New York now but it's everywhere now. There's so many crazy people out there. It's ridiculous. So anyway, let's play this because I want everybody to hear this because it's really good. This is Chuck Wright from his new album, and you guys are going to love it. And this is his new album, Chuck Wright, Sheltering Sky, and this is The Weight of Silence. Enjoy, folks. Wow, great build up to. Oh my God. Oh, who's playing lead guitar on that?
That's Alan Hines. I spoke about him earlier. He's a well-known jazz fusion guitar player. I'm actually playing acoustic. I was in a flamenco group for 2 years, so you can kind of hear that Spanish influence, and I play acoustic on it. I thought it could even be enforced more, so I brought in a guy named Ben Woods, who's a pretty world-famous flamenco player, to reinforce what I was doing. And I'm playing fretless bass on it and keyboards on it. And that's the first song I wrote when the pandemic hit, and that was the feeling I had.
I can tell, because I love that. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man.
It's kind of like Pink Floyd, a little bit of that.
Dug it for sure.
I'm glad
Very
you like
cool.
It.
No, I love it. I love them all. I do. I liked Giving Up the Ghost. I loved The Other Side. I mean, all of them. I enjoyed every one of them. I really did. But I didn't want to play them all because we want people to buy it. So, we're only going
to
play a couple.
Giving Up the Ghost is going to be my next video. And that also features Whitney Ty, who is the singer on Army of Me. And she co-wrote Time Waits for No One with me. I had the music for that together, and I had a couple vocal ideas, and I really enjoyed working with her on Army of Me, so I asked her if she'd want to finish that song out with me.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yeah, she's looking for
a pen. There it is. What's her name? Say it again.
Whitney Ty, T-A-I.
Whitney Ty.
And she's a New York girl.
She's got an amazing voice.
She's got just a really cool, moody, beautiful voice, and she's a really intelligent lyricist, and she worked with me on everything on that with that song. The song that you mentioned, The Other Side, I wrote. I got the phone call. I was kind of expecting it eventually, but I got the phone call that Frankie Vannelli had passed, and because he had been fighting pancreatic cancer. We'd been touring and playing with a fill-in drummer. When I got that call, I sat down and there was a 12-string guitar right next to me, and I picked it up and just wrote that song from top to bottom. I had the chorus idea, See You on the Other Side, and it just the hearing about that, about him being gone, just reminded me of losing my mom and I've lost six of my best friends over the years, so it's just all those feelings came out in that song. And I finished the verse with a singer named August Young, who you hear singing on it, who I was working with Frankie most recently, and is a friend of his. So I kind of wanted to include him. And it has a kind of Zeppelin feel to it. So I another reason I went to him, because Frankie was doing this Zepp trip band called Mr. Jimmy with this singer, August Young. And that song actually has five different guitar players on it. And Jude Gold from Jefferson Starship's guitar solo is incredible, I think, on it. I said, hey, play like Jeff Beck, and he just killed
it. And he did. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing to me listening, to these friends of mine just saying, hey, do your thing, and just so impressed with them,
Well, like I said, with all these great musicians, there's no way this album could be bad. There's no way it could suck. I mean, really, it's fantastic. So I want to do Army of Me. Let's do Army of Me so everybody can get – I mean, we're talking about it. Why not? So this is Army of Me. It's a reimagination, which I love that word now instead of what I said, a reimagination of Bjork's version. And the female singer is Whitney Ty, and this is off of the new album, Chuck Wright. pardon me, Sheltering Sky. Check this out, guys. You're going to like this one, too.
We'll be right back.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Oh, man. Great job. Wow. You're right. Totally a reimagination. Loved it. Love it. Love it. So cool.
What's about that particular track is that was actually the drums, bass, and rhythm guitars were recorded some years back with my late friend Pat Torpy of Mr. Big. We would get together and write songs at his studio and just record, and I came across the files, and there are actually three songs on my album that Pat, the drummer on, which they started with just bass, drums, and guitars. And when I found them, I go, you know what? This stuff is so good. I have to finish this. I have to honor him. And my other friend, Lanny Cordola, who's on it, when I was making this, he couldn't participate because he was in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
He started a school for young girls learning music. And they actually bombed his studio, and it was on CNN, the whole thing about him. And when the Taliban retook over the country, he went to Pakistan, and for the last 6 months has been trying to get his girls, his students, out of there, because if you know anything goes on there, they marry off girls that are 12 and 13 years old, you know. So
try nine years old.
It's ridiculous. So he's been trying really hard, everything he can do to get them out, and he just did, like, a couple weeks ago, get them all out of there. So I'm really happy about that. But he's on a few songs. He's, like, one of my closest friends, but unfortunately he's been over in, you know, haven't been able to see him because he's been in Afghanistan and now Pakistan. And I admire him. He's like Gandhi, you know.
Yeah.
How many girls
does he have in the school?
I think he's got like 15 or 16 that he was able to get out from his class. You know, and he's got videos of them playing guitars, acoustic guitars, and singing with really famous people like Brian Wilson, you know, the Beach Boys, and Sammy Hagar, and Tom Morello, and all these people, and that's easily found on. They're called the Miraculous Love Kids, but I had to mention that, you know. And there's a charity for them too, and to help their families. It all started with two girls, were warning a couple of American soldiers that there was a bomb there, and they ended up getting killed, and kind of impacted him. And he went there and met the family, and then he decided to stay, and then he started this school for young women. Young girls. Anyway, so he's a part of that song. He's a part of Army of Me. And another thing about that song, I encourage everybody to check out the video. It's very topical now. When I made it, I didn't know it'd be as topical as it is, because near the end of the video, there's a clip of a woman that has written "My Body, My Choice" on it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You got to get that. You got to put that up on TikTok. TikTok is big with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what's going on right now. You got to put that up.
TikTok with anything. That's a new to me. I've always think of TikTok as for young kids. I'm a Facebook mainly, which is more my demographic, I guess, but I should probably try to get that on TikTok.
Yeah, no, TikTok would love that right now. That would really, I do all my political stuff on TikTok because I can't do it on Facebook, because you can't talk to people on Facebook. It's crazy. You know, they can't talk politics. They get crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, I actually, because of the whole, and I don't want to, I always try to let people know with me personally that I belong to the party of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever
me too
to me is what I go with. I don't
me too.
Take sides on. I just go with what I think's best for everybody, not just a couple guys in a building or whatever. You know, whatever's best for society, usually the way I will go
for the people. For the people, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's what this country is supposed to be built on. It's for the people. By the
hello.
People, but it hasn't. Been
that's
for
the
a
America.
Long.
That's the America I know. You know.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
That's the America I know.
John Kennedy and all that, but I've lost, you know, or I should say I've estranged many people that were friends once I found out what they were truly about in their heart.
Crazy. Isn't it crazy?
It just shockingly to me, people, you go, really? Wait a minute. You're actually an intelligent person? You're buying into this stuff? Anyway,
right.
So
I know.
Politics.
Me too. I don't like to do politics on here. That's why I do the TikTok for that, and I do now. I do a YouTube channel called Applause Radio Show off the air, and I just do the politics on there because you can't. The people that you've known forever, I just don't get it. I don't get it either.
I mean, evangelical friend.
Oh yeah.
So you know, her Facebook pictures, her holding a. Here she's super religious, holding an AR-15. Like I don't get it.
Listen, whoever's listening, you can hate me for this, but I think Christians are nothing but hate. Sorry, this is nothing but hate out there now.
My experience, you know, in the 90s, I did a lot of records for the Christian market, and what I had the most difficult time was with their business people. They were complete rip-off, horrible people that I.
Well, especially the evangelicals, the evangelist is whatever.
The guys of you got to do it for the Lord. I go, no, wait, you're pocketing the money. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I feel
like I know.
I don't want to get political here, but
me too.
Army of Me has that kind of feeling to it because it was put together during the time of the unrest that was going on in this country and around the world at that time. The video kind of reflects that time, and it's kind of trippy because Whitney is a 3D character in it. She comes floating out of the sky. But I encourage everybody to see that. And the other one that they should see is my new single. It's called Throwing Stones, which actually was written lyrically by Joe Retta, who sang it, and he came up with the vocal melody on it. It was written before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and it's an anti-war song. The lyric is about, as humans, we started by throwing stones at each other. I mean, you played Kubrick's 2001 for your opening. Remember the scene with the monkeys? They discovered that they can bash somebody. The whole message in that song is, how long will it take before we grow? You know,
are you a Nostradamus musician there, Chuck? I mean, you wrote this stuff before everything went nuts.
Joe came up with that, the Army of Me thing with the women's rights thing. That's just because it was what Ruth stood for, and it just happens to be super topical now because the Roe Wade thing's up for question, even though those justices said, oh, that's settled law.
Right.
Now they're going, wait a minute, I never said that. Anyway, so.
Exactly.
It's just the timing on that one's. Like that. My next video won't have any of those elements in it. It's basically going to be, we're in the studio and that kind of thing. So it's going to be less conceptual.
Cool. Why don't we play Throwing Stones, and then we'll let everybody know where they could get the album and everything. And I mean, there were so many things I wanted to talk to you about, and we didn't get there because I'm just enjoying our conversation on other stuff. I wanted to ask you about, you know, when you started playing and what turned you on and, you know, all that stuff. But I'm sure you've been asked that 50 million times. So, you know, I've enjoyed our conversation, just what we've had. So. But let's do Throwing Stones, because, and then we'll talk about where people can get it and if you're going to be touring with this album, and we'll discuss that after this. So this is Throwing Stones off of the new album, Chuck Wright, Sheltering Sky. Check it out. You're going to love this one too. They're all great. They really are. And I really wanted to pick the one that had what sound am I looking for? I can't even get the words out of my mouth. The one that was totally different than all the rest of them. What the style? I forgot the style. What the hell am I saying?
Are you talking about the one that's more like Robert Plant, Alison Krauss folk kind of song?
Yes, that one. And then you had the other one that was more along the lines of the Celtic one. I love that one too.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a song called Darkness, Darkness that I've always loved as a kid, which was a Jesse Colin Young song from the Youngbloods.
The Youngbloods,
and
right.
I've always wanted. Yeah, I only have two covers on my album. The rest of them I wrote or co-wrote. And that's a song I just always wanted to do, and I did it full-on Celtic. It could be, if they made a new Braveheart, it could be in that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
I had
cool.
like three drummers doing tribal drumming and fiddle, and I've got an alien pipe, which people are familiar with from Titanic. In there and Bahrain, and you know, it's it definitely is true to form for that. And the singer on it is fantastic. He was a singer in the band Boston for a couple of years. His name is David Victor. He's a fantastic singer. Good friend. Anyway, so
yeah, I enjoyed that
one.
I loved them all. I really did. But I did. I would play them all for you tonight. But Chuck, we want people to listen to them, and we want them to stream, download. We're going to find out where we could get them. But here we go. Throwing Stones, Chuck Wright, and from Chuck Wright, Sheltering Sky. Check it out, guys. You're really going to like this one too. I mean, I'm just loving this night. Thank you. Hold on. Cool though, I love the song, and he could definitely do Boston. Wow, what vocals on him!
Oh, Joe Retta, yeah, he's unbelievable. He was in Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Dio Disciples, but I know him, like, he can sing R&B. Like, that's why one reviewer said it sounds like Primus meets Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
he can sing like Stevie Wonder, and he can sing like Ronnie James Dio if he wanted to. He's a great writer. Look what he came up with on that music, you know. That music was something
great.
That I wrote with Lanny again and Pat back in the day. It was just some tracks that we had. And I just thought they kicked my ass when I heard him. I go, I got to finish. I said, Joe, do you want to do some vocals on this? Check it out. And he was actually going through a pretty rough time right then. And came back with that, which is pretty amazing to me.
Cool. Wow.
The video is really good. He's in it. He couldn't be here to film it, so we did a nice workaround on that. So when you check out the video, you'll go, oh, wow, that's cool what we did with it. The band's actually playing in like a bunker with some cool lighting. And but you'll see. It came out really great. I'm really, really pleased with the video.
Right. And, guys, you could see that. You could see the video Throwing Stones on YouTube and also Army of Me on YouTube. And you got to check it out. And you got to check out this album. It's Chuck Wright, Sheltering Sky. So I got to ask you, Chuck, now that you did this album and it sounds so great and, God, you're inspired by it. I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I needed this more than you know. I've been off the air for well over a month. I just couldn't get myself back into the groove. And I'm so happy it was you that put me back there. Thank you so much. And so now you're going to do another album, or you got stuff going on to do another one now that this was so great, or what?
Well, a couple of things. I did record more than it's on this record that we're not finished. There are there is other material. As far as doing this live, if to do it the way I would envision it, which would be like a totally immersive experience, which would match the album, I would need Roger Waters' budget. Paul McCartney. I just saw Paul McCartney. I would need to do something like that to pull this off properly. I mean, like I said, one song has five guitar players on it. There's a lot going on. I don't know if I could do a stripped-down version and still get the songs across. I might be able to. But, again, there's, like, many different singers, different players, a lot of different drummers. I mean, it's a lot of great people that are friends of mine that came on board to do this. You know,
now, have you done this live at the Go-Go or no? Or at the Whiskey, I should say.
No.
Everybody calls it the Whiskey.
At the Whiskey at Go-Go. I haven't done any of this music from this album on that. I mean, the album just came out March 20th.
Right.
Our next show we're doing is Tuesday. We're doing the Best of Cal Jam. And I actually have Keith Emerson's band that he had right before he passed away. Mark Bonilla and his guys are coming down. The drummer played with Peter Gabriel and a bunch of other people. I mean, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So it's like I try to make it interesting, you know, and it's hard to do it every 2 weeks, especially when you're busy. And I'm actually recording another album right now for a project called Sahara, which is with the drummer from House of Lords and the old House of Lords, which was with me back in the late 80s and early 90s. And then the new guitar player that's in the version that's out now is playing guitar on it. So we're doing a thing, and it's more corporate rock kind of thing, but it's like Queensryche meets House of Lords stylistically. And then I'm going to Barcelona on the 1st to do a couple weeks with a thing called the Legends of Classic Rock, which is the original drummer, founding member of White Lion, Great D'Angelo, and the singer that was in Great White for 12 years, Terry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Boylston, who's plays guitar with Paul Rogers and Bad Company. So I'm going to do that. And that's what's going to keep me busy for the most of the rest of the year between my shows here with Ultimate Jam and doing shows with them out of the country. Doing whatever else I can and trying to get the word out so people can listen to the album and enjoy it. What I have found, which is great, like with you, is that if people can at least give it a chance, they're usually going, wow, because it's not what you expect and it's deeper and it's got such variety on it. You'll never get bored listening to the record.
It's what's needed. It's what's needed. That's what it is. We need music like this. We need this back. We got to bring this shit back because we need it. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of that. I listen to Sirius because I can't listen to this regular, whatever they're playing these days. I'm not into it, whatever. But I love all kinds of music. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, Chuck. I love everything, but this just isn't for me, what the kids are listening to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where can everybody get it? Tell us, and where can they see more about you? What's your website? Tell us, everybody. Let everybody know.
You can find out a lot about what's going on with the album and me personally at ChuckWright.com, and that's Wright with a W, like the Wright brothers. So it's ChuckWright.com. It has links to it. You can get the album. I have an order button, but you can also get it if you are an Amazon member. It's even on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. You can, if you want to just listen. I try to encourage people to get the hard product like I used to do when I was, you know, when I was buying records. The album cover is fantastic, done by Glenn Wexler, who's my best friend.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Did two Van Halen covers, and he's done Deep Purple and Kiss and, like, so many images that you are familiar with. He's the creator of, and he created this one for me. And he was able to listen to the music as I was writing it. I was sending it. I go, hey, what do you think of this? Because I really respect his opinion. We have similar taste.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't mind telling me when he thinks something's not right. But anyway, like he didn't want the Cradle of Sun. He goes, I don't know if you should put that song on the album. It's so different from everything else. And you were just saying how great you liked it. So I said, no, I think it's good. Everywhere that you can get records, Cleopatra Records is the label. They have it on their website. You know, I encourage people, if you're an Amazon Prime member, to get it that way, because then you don't have a delivery charge on it if you want the Prime.
Right.
But if you want to just listen, YouTube has the whole album, and Spotify has it, you know, just to hear it. And I'm really all about, I want people to hear it. It's not about anything other than that. I want people to experience it, and hopefully it'll resonate with them. And has so far. I mean, the reviews have been great, and you know, personal friends. I have guys that I know that I hold in very high regard will contact me and go, you know, your album is my go-to album right now. Now that,
cool.
That always makes me feel good. Very
right,
funny, you know.
Right. Or people could hang out with me, because I've got the album now, so you could hang out with
there
me
you
and
go.
Listen to it. Yeah, so I'm going right. to definitely play this on my music night. I haven't done one of those in a long time. I do a music mashup of all the guests that have been on and just play music, and so I'm definitely going to play these. But, Chuck, my God, I loved everything. Thank you so much. You sound like an amazing human being. You are so kind, and you are involved in so much, and my goodness, I don't know where you find the time to breathe.
I'm a juggler. You know, it's stressful. It's kind of stressful, you know, but, you know, it's just, I care about things being good and right and doing the right thing. And that's the most important thing, you know?
Yes, and I got that from you. I definitely did. That's why I say you definitely sound like an amazing human being to me. So, and I can't thank you enough for coming back, and my apologies for rescheduling. And you made my night. You made my night. And people wonder why I'm deaf. I had that thing cranked. I broke the knob on my headphones.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Don't break
so
the
I
knob.
My ears will be ringing after we get off this, after we get off the air. So, but my God, anyway, thank you so much, everybody. Chuck Wright, go check out the new album, Chuck Wright Sheltering Sky. It is available everywhere. You can stream music or just go to ChuckWright.com as well, which is Wright with a W. And I also want to check out the Miraculous Love Kids when we're done. I'm going to go online and check that out too. That sounds like an amazing thing.
It is pretty amazing.
And go check out the YouTube videos, Army of Me and Throwing Stones. And, Chuck, put that Army of Me on TikTok. That thing will take off big time. I'm telling you right now, that's what's happening on TikTok. TikTok's the place to be for political, well, not political, but for the sign of the times, I should say, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely think it would take off on there. So, but
I don't even know. Do they play full videos? Do they do that?
They extended them now. Yeah, but I mean, you get a taste out at least. I mean, you get it at least 3 minutes. You could get out there for sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, once you get a taste, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They'll be turned on to it for sure. Because right now it's all pro-choice, everything, you know, there's so much going on there. So it's definitely something that I think you should look into if you're interested. So I think it would be good for the song.
I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, thank you so much. And what a pleasure. And please come back anytime. I would love to hang out with you again and really talk about, you know, your growing up and your inspiration and when you started playing and everything. I mean, we've been on a while, and I'm sure you're a busy guy. I'm sure you got tons to do, so I don't want to keep you any longer. I can't thank you enough. And again, everybody, check out the new album, Chuck Wright, Sheltering Sky. And if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, you're going to love the rest of the album, because it's very versatile and it's got all different styles on it. But the main thing it's got is a kick-ass bassist, so you're going to love it.
Thank you.
All right.
It's been nice to you. I look forward to
you
talking to you
too,
again.
Jeff. Thank you so much. Take care. Good luck with everything, and have a safe trip on your travels. And I'm sure you guys are going to kill it in Barcelona.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a great time. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Chuck Wright, take care, Chuck. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Stay safe, everybody. All right. Cheers.
You too, honey. Bye-bye. Take care. Oh, boy. I'm so mad about this fan happening on this computer. I have not touched it since literally the last show, which I think was May 5th, and I've never had the fan going on it before, so I don't know what's wrong with it. It stopped for a little bit, now it's back, so I tried to mute myself so you could hear Chuck talk more, and I'm sitting there saying, not that you heard, you couldn't hear me, but anyway, I needed this, and I'm so glad it was Chuck. I'm so glad it was Chuck that came on. I've been off the air for, again, I don't even, when was the last show? Jesus, when was it? It was in May sometime, I think. Let me see. I got the calendar here. Let me see. The last show we did was on, oh my God, was it April? Yeah. Oh no, it was May 4th. That was the last show we did with Robert Shields from Shields and Yarnell. So for you guys that normally listen in, I am so sorry. I had some personal things going on that I need to deal with, and I don't know, maybe I'll share it someday, whatever. Right now, whatever's going on, they told me it's good news, so I'm going with that. So, and just had a hard time. I lost two very close people the same time that I got some terrible health news, and so it just knocked me off my feet, man. I'm not gonna lie about that. Knocked me off my feet. I always thought I was tough, and I found that I'm not. So anyway, you know, I had a rude awakening. And but I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. I did. I needed it. I definitely needed it. And I'm happy to be back. I think I'm back. And those who have your juju on me, you can't put your juju on this JoJo. Find another JoJo to put your juju on, because I'm done. I'm just living my life now. I feel like I got a second chance, and that's what I'm doing. So on the 20th, we've got Jack Starr. He's going to be on with us, and he has a new album out. And then, oh, I'm excited about this guest, Stephen Taibbi. He's been on before. He's a heart transplant recipient, and great story about his life. And the crazy thing is now he met the donor's family, and that is very rare for that to happen. So I'm really dying to speak to him about, I think it's a new book. I don't have the information in front of me, but I'm just dying to talk to him to see how that went. I mean, what an amazing experience that must have been for him and the family. And then on the 26th, we've got Josie and Tina coming up. They do the I don't have anything in front of me. I'm such an idiot. Yeah, I honestly didn't know how tonight was going to go, so I wasn't ready. But the calendar will be updated over the weekend, and it'll have everything on. But Josie and Tina, they do this music festival and music awards in Tennessee and Nashville, actually. And we're going to talk about that, and you guys will be interested in that, I'm sure. And it's going to be great. And July, I don't have anything yet, but we will. I mean, I've got so many people that have been wanting to be on the show, and it's not that I ignored them. I just kind of just, I shut down. I got off of social media, and I just, you know, I had to focus on me. So, so that's what I did. So, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's music, and, I did, and also Chuck. I mean, what a nice guy. I mean, geez. He's sounds like he's very God, what's the word? I can't even think. My goodness. I can't say the word. I couldn't even say evangelistical. I can't even say that. I'm like my tongue tied today. But yeah, he just sounds like he's a very giving person, and he's worked with all these great musicians are on this album. There's no way it can suck. So and I've got it. It sounds great, and I didn't want to play all the songs. I just wanted to play what's out there right now because, you know, it's available for free for you on YouTube right now. The video is Army of Me, and the other video is, I got to look at the paper because my eyes are getting tired, and Throwing Stones, and what else? Where did we play? The other one I played was, The Weight of Silence. I think he said that was the next video. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But great stuff. And again, a little versatility in there. There's some jazz fusion and also all these different players that have been on it too. So they all have a different flair, different taste and flavor. And you're going to love it. And I've always been partial to bass. So bass and drums is my weakness in music. So when they were playing, I jacked it up. So my ears will be ringing when I take off my headphones. So anything bassy, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I feel like I needed this and couldn't have picked a better guest to bring me back to life. So please join us again on the, on the 20th. For Jack Starr, we got some new music for him, and I wish I had everything in front of me. I wasn't prepared. I'm gonna say as usual. I just do this off the cuff, guys. We're just having a good time hanging out, so no bells and whistles here. You know that. Just hanging out. You could be doing anything, and you're hanging out with me, and that's really cool. I appreciate it so much. And I'm gonna close out with his. Let's see, what should we close out with? I don't want to do Come On, Feel the Noise because it's Quiet Riot. But I do want to. All right, I'm going to do it. So here we go. Have a good night, everybody. It is Thursday, Friday Eve. Enjoy your weekend and celebrate Juneteenth and have a nice long weekend if your company allows you to celebrate it. And we will see you on the 20th. Thank you, Chuck Wright. Go check out the album, Chuck Wright. Sheltering Sky, available everywhere online, and chuckwright.com, and that's Wright with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T. And go check it out. You'll love it. So have a good night, and thank you so much for listening. And Chuck, thank you very much. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.